Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. If you have Bibles and you're not driving around in the car as we listen to this, you can open them up to Genesis chapter 2 as we go on today. We're going to be covering just a few verses, 15, 16, and 17, but we'll take you other places as well today. Our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is here with lesson number 6. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you, Amy.
What are we going to be learning about today? What's our focus?
Well, again, here in chapter 2, we're seeing some specific detailed accounts of creation where God is speaking and giving instructions to man, to Adam specifically, and we're going to find out really what man's purpose is and then God's direct command.
All right. Well, why don't we start with just reading those verses? It says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the men, saying, 'You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.'"
Thank you, Amy. And here we have verse 15. It says, "The Lord God," again, that personal relationship, Yahweh, Elohim, "took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden," that garden of delight, and says, "to work it and to keep it." And literally, the Hebrew means that he is to serve or minister there, like a priest would serve or minister in the temple or the tabernacle. And also, he is to guard it, to keep it. And so he's to protect it from anything that might harm the garden. He's God's representative. He's been given a huge responsibility and job. But we also see that it's a good place, and that this work that Adam has been given is a good work because God has given it and has blessed it. And surely a concept all of us need to understand is that the jobs we have, the work we do at home, in the workplace, mothers, caring for family members, whatever it is blessed by God, because this is before the fall. We are to understand that work is good.
Mm, amen.
And then we also find that God has works to do in and through us, and that truly we find out even more as we go into the New Testament. As redeemed creatures, God has plans and purposes and certain things he wants us to do. But we're going to take a little walk through Scripture and look at both Old Testament and New Testament, some of those Scriptures that talk about how God formed us and what he's doing in our lives.
All right, and Connie has selected these today, so I'm just going to read them here. Isaiah 43, verse 7, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made."
And isn't that just a wonderful affirmation of who we are? Each and every one of us, unique creations of God, formed for his glory.
Oh, and in Romans in the New Testament, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
Yes, and so God's intent all along was for humans to do his will, and only Jesus Christ on this side of the fall did that completely and perfectly. But as redeemed believers with the indwelling Holy Spirit, we can become more and more like Jesus Christ, and we can actually serve God. Our entire lives, our bodies can be a living sacrifice or reasonable service, and so we can come to understand God's will, and we can do his will.
All right, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them."
Yes, and of course, those good works, that workmanship, those are the things God has created, and it comes actually first through that faith that God's grace gives us, and then as we are faithful and grow in the Lord, God can use us and work in our lives to do what would please him, good works. Really, though, as we look back here at this Genesis passage, we find in verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man. He gave a very, very specific command to Adam, and he said, "You may surely eat of every tree in the garden." And so we get a sense of God's incredible bounty and just how extravagant his love is and how much is given to man. And then in verse 17, there's a but, and we need to pay very careful attention. It says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat." And so man is allowed to eat from any plant in all of creation except for one tree. There's only one exception. And then it says, "For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." And the wording doesn't mean that the instant you eat of it, you'll die, but it means with certainty it will happen. If you eat of this tree, you will die, a fixed certainty. All right, and so as we consider this, Amy, this is so important for us, just even as believers, to understand what does it mean to obey God and why do we obey God? And actually, is it a good thing to obey God? And there's really the whole contrast between loving God, obeying God, and life and blessing, and then the opposite of not trusting in God, disobeying God, and having a curse come upon you and ultimately death.
And Connie, he surely does tell Adam the consequences.
He does, and he's very specific. This is a direct command from God, and Adam was created good. He knew no evil. However, though God did give him free will, he had the choice. He could obey God or not obey God. But everything that he's ever seen and known is that God is good. And so God's word could be trusted. And so, you know, as we go into chapter 3 and find out about the fall, the question is, why did Adam disbelieve or not take God at his word?
Well, ladies, in a few days, we are going to get to the fall. It's kind of nice just to dwell here in perfection for a little bit. And we're going to do that today. And those Bible study questions and all the verses that you heard, plus a few more, will be on our Bible Studies tab right at naomistable.com. Nancy and I are going to be back in just a moment to talk a little bit more about what you just heard.